presenting with my colleague Antoinette on the performance-based contract system. It's called IMIHIGO. It's a very innovative system that the government of Rwanda has put in place to hold local government officials accountable vis-a-vis certain results and certain service delivery indicators. So in this presentation, we're going to concentrate on what is the IMIHIGO contract process, outline what some of the districts did in order to meet some of the objectives in their IMIHIGO contracts, and then discuss some of the challenges and opportunities that the IMIHIGO contract process has provided to the government of Rwanda at the central and local government level, and also for the local population. We'd like to also present the context of what's happening in Rwanda. There's a decentralization and healthcare reform that's going on in Rwanda, a very dynamic process. There's an IMIHIGO contract performance process that's being implemented, and in terms of, we'll be looking at some of the lessons learned that we've learned through our project, and also that the government of Rwanda has learned some of the challenges, constraints. So just a quick overview in terms of, Rwanda has embarked on a very ambitious accelerated decentralization process from 2005 to 2006. The first phase of decentralization was basically between 2000 and 2005. Second phase went into effect in early 2006. Basically, 4 years of decentralization programming and processing was compressed into several months of activities. Along with the decentralization, there was a territorial reform policy that aimed to strengthen decentralized governance for the benefit of local development and for local populations, and it was also a way to streamline the delivery of public services, make them more effective technically and also financially for local communities. This is just a quick graph that shows you from 2001 to 2005, there were 11 provinces, 106 districts, 1,500 sectors, 9,000 cells, and 40 health districts. The interesting thing is that the health districts' boundaries did not coincide with the administrative boundaries, which caused some complications with management. But in 2006, there was the government of Rwanda aligned administrative boundaries with sector boundaries, so education sector, health sector, and agriculture, and all the 9 sectoral ministries, their boundaries are and their districts align with the administrative districts. So currently, Rwanda has 4 provinces, 30 districts, 416 sectors, 2,000 cells, and health districts are now incorporated into administrative districts. This is just a graphic that shows that in 2000, things were fairly centralized at the central government level. There were central government provinces and sub-provinces. But the strategic initiatives of the government of Rwanda is to move towards a decentralized system of governance between now and 2015. Rwanda has a 5 main objectives for the decentralization strategic framework, but I want to draw your attention to number 3, is that the third strategic objective of the decentralization strategic framework in Rwanda is to gain greater efficiency and effectiveness of local governments and local economic development, poverty reduction, and service delivery. And, of course, this includes the health sector. Government of Rwanda, with this second phase of decentralization, is coming up with a variety of tools and processes that local government authorities are supposed to initiate in. So there's the 5-year district development planning process, there's a 3-year budgeting medium-term expenditure framework planning process. Their annual budget processes planning and budgeting processes that are engaged in. There's also a budget review and a budget and a activities reporting cycle. And then there's this particular activity that's called the IMIHIGO contract process. There are other processes that the government of Rwanda has in place. There's the UBDEHE, it's a community consultative process. There's Umuganda, which is a community works program. There are district joint action development forums, district councils. There's the various budget and planning exercises that I just talked about, and then there's the Imihigo performance-based contracts. So I'm going to let my colleague Antoinette talk to you about the Imihigo contract process, which is a traditional system that is now being moved and applied in modern times.
Thank you, Dean. As Dean have explained, I'm going to present about Imihigo. What Imihigo? Imihigo is a traditional and Rwandan concept practice in which an individual publicly states and demonstrates what he can do and is committed to, and then he's going to be held accountable to his words, action, and deeds. The Imihigo process also encourages competition and honors capacity and excellence and integrity. Now this concept is used in Rwanda to design performance-based contracts which are signed between the President of the Republic and the 30 mayors who represented their constituents. So this engagement is also recorded publicly in a written contract that presents a set of development targets with indicators, specific performance indicators, over a period of 1 year. So the Imihigo process was launched in 2006, and it links allocation of public expenditure to publish targets with the aim of delivering modern, responsive public services. As Dean has explained, it aims for efficiency of service delivery. The Imihigo target sets for services or outcomes which government of Rwanda sees as key national priorities. These targets also express the outcomes sought by government of Rwanda, defining clear long-term goals to propel the country toward achievement of the national vision, the Vision 2020. So Imihigo also is a process which provides for a cycle of regular district progress evaluation. So in this process, the district have to prepare monthly reports which are submitted to the Ministry of Local Government. And then we have quarterly meetings and reports with sectoral ministries. And we have a national review every 6 months with the President of the Republic, the Prime Minister, sectoral ministries, and the 30 mayors of the district. So at the end of the year, we have an overall end-of-year assessment between, again, the President, Prime Minister, sectoral ministries, and 30 mayors. So what's the aim of this Imihigo? We have important key sectors, but here we're talking about health, and the overall goal is to ensure improved health status of Rwandan population by providing accessible quality health services to better contribute to economic development and poverty reduction. So we have the indicators, the general goals to reduce infant mortality rates, reduce maternal mortality rates, to reduce the total fertility rate from 60% to 3%, and then reduce the incidence of HIV/AIDS nutrition. So we couldn't provide all this the information, but we have a PDF document which includes also the important objectives and the all 22 indicators. So the districts in this process have to monitor and evaluate 22 health indicators which are proposed by the Ministry on Health. So the results that we're going to present are selected results from 12 districts in which the health and decentralization project of Tubakane, funded by USAID, is working on. So first indicator, We have percentage of population covered by community-based health insurance, and here we have got average of 44% participation of population in these schemes in 2005 to an average of 73% by mid-year 2007. So we have in each slide the type of activities undertaken by the district to achieve this result. We have an important also indicator about the deliveries in health centers, and we have seen a rapid increase since this process of Mihigo has started, like Nyarugenge from 35 to 55%, Rwamagana from 30% to 70%, and this was result in mid-year, and we are expecting that at the end of the year, this result could even go to 80 and more than 80% of deliveries in health centers. We have also the percentage of population using modern contraception. So in DHS 2005, we have this at 10%, and then is growing. Ruhango has got, for example, 39%, Rwamagana 13.6%. So we have also important results obtained in malaria control. We have shown the use of ITN in household, which has increased very much, and you see the type of activities, sensitization of local population, distribution of the ITN during immunization campaign, and so on. So the district also reports on indicators related to hygiene, and you have seen increasing about the number of people using safe drinking water, hygiene inspection in restaurants, commercial places, and so on. So we have only presented selected indicators, and I'll invite again Dean to finalize this with what Tubakan is doing as a project supporting health decentralization, what's the challenges and the lesson learned. Thank you.
Thank you. Because we're short on time, Tubakane project, Tubakane and Kino Rwanda means working together. So this is a consortium of USG partners that's working with the government of Rwanda at the central government level, all the way down through the provincial, district, sub-district levels, and with the local community. So we're focusing on, and it's an integrated program. There's health services, decentralization, and community participation and access to services that we're working on. In terms of the Imihigo process and also the budgeting and planning processes in Rwanda, we've been providing financial and technical assistance and also building capacity within the, particularly the local government level, civil servants, and also with the local community. We have an innovative grants program also that is building capacity of the districts. So what are some of the lessons learned from the Imihigo? We feel that this is an innovative system that the government of Rwanda has put in place to hold local government authorities accountable, to understand their roles and responsibilities, to strengthen capacities, to increase citizen voice and participation, to make sure that certain results are obtained, that key indicators are understood, and to prioritize actions and activities. It's also a way of helping districts to match their responsibilities with the resources that are available. The Imihigo contracts have also contributed to a rapid increase in meeting several key health indicators, which Antoinette just revealed to you. It's a way of requiring mayors and civil servants to equitably allocate and distribute resources and to prioritize their budget and planning process. The Imihigo process still needs some guidance. It's a work in progress, and it will evolve over time, but the government of Rwanda is counting on the Imihigo being a major monitoring and evaluation system for local government authorities. So the challenges and constraints, we have two more slides. So challenges and constraints is that there's capacity problems at the local level. It's one of the things that the government of Rwanda is working on with its partners. One of the issues, too, was getting baseline data in order to be able to measure what the changes were at the district level. You know, the whole issue of data collection, data analysis is important. And then with the territorial reform and the redistricting, Rwanda is on a very fast track, and we have to make sure that people who are implementing the programs are able to manage the workload. We're working on some capacity needs assessments and capacity building plans. There are competing demands with various donors that sometimes get districts a little bit off track, but these are things that districts are dealing with. So in terms of conclusions and recommendations, the Imihigo contract mechanisms will over time be revised and adjusted during the second phase of decentralization. One of the things is districts need to be realistic about setting their targets. Oftentimes they've been overambitious about setting their targets and then reporting on them. And then capacity building activities have to occur at the same time while some of these traditional processes are being used. Districts must actively put in place a functional health management information system and a community health information system. And then coordination and collaboration are important between districts and also amongst various levels of government. So our feeling is that we'd like to the audience here to maybe be inspired that the Imihigo has been a positive experience and has had a measurable impact in being able to allow Rwandans at the decentralized level to obtain certain critical health indicators and also raise a certain amount of awareness at the local level. Online, you can get this PowerPoint presentation, and if you want some more information, there's contact information. Thank you.